Now, we've covered stories about robots quite a bit here on Spectrum. The ability of machines to somehow replicate many human functions is on the horizon big time. But we don't often hear about computers having a deeper, more emotional side. Well, scientists in Finland are examining how they might be able to make high-tech devices tickle our funny bones. Yep, they want to create computers that make us laugh and have their own sense of humour. For DW, Ashley Byrne has been finding out more.
Somewhere in the future, really have created such a device. Could my theory ever have become a reality?
Too many questions, Alan.
Computer pioneer Alan Turing, portrayed there by the History Boys actor Samuel Barnett, a radio drama in which Turing is being mocked about his work by a sarcastic machine he helped to create.
Thank you, Alan. Initiating close down sequence. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Of course, it's science fiction. Computers will never be able to answer back with feelings, surely. Well, it's not as far-fetched as it might seem, according to scientists in Finland. There's plenty of banter and humour being exchanged here in the canteen at the University of Helsinki. That interaction is one of the things which makes us distinctively human. But locked in a lab just a short distance from where these students are eating their lunch, a group of scientists are attempting to replicate some of that human interaction in computers.
Hannu Toivonen. No moi.
Professor Hannu Toivonen and his small team are investigating how to harness the unintentional humour of autocorrect mistakes by teaching computers to be funny.
We decided to go for this autocorrection type of humour because it's technically simple, so it's very useful as a testbed for scientific research. You don't have to go into construction of complicated jokes and their structures, whereas you can technically simply replace one word with another one and see what the effects are. So that allows us to do research in sort of much more controlled manner.
Autocorrect is something which catches many of us out. These people have been recalling some of their own predictive text howlers.
Am I too late to phone? Sorry, I was getting help with my Spanish hornworm.
Hey, when you come back, bring something sweet. Dog nuts or something, please.
I actually coined a word which I thought was wonderful and I've never forgotten. It was nonk. I thought that was fabulous. And that came from OK. I was trying to write OK and it came out with nonk. And the person I sent it to thought it was absolutely hysterical.
It's these autocorrect messages which Professor Toivonen and his team hopes will start a revolution in the way we see computers.
Humour is extremely difficult topic because you have to have such a great understanding of the language and all the conventions that go with it. But in isolated cases, like the one that we studied here, the sort of lexical substitution, that's something where we can already do something that potentially could have actually real applications.
He says it's at an exploratory stage at the moment.
We apply actually methods from data mining so that the computer can learn from data to be creative, not just be programmed to do sort of predetermined things.
But Toivonen wants to go further than just analysing autocorrect.
User interfaces, as they are today, they are effective, but they sometimes are quite boring. So what this kind of technology could bring to them is a bit of humanity. So instead of being boring and predictable, the computer or whatever devices we're using could sometimes be ironic or funny or just play with words.
And with us all using technology so much more intensely, he thinks a bit of humour could lighten the load from time to time.
What people feel is often that computers give them stress. And what I'm talking here is actually the possibility of using the computers, the information technology, to actually work the opposite way, giving the joy of creativity to more people with simple, relatively simple computational means.
Self-service checkouts in shops and supermarkets are one example he gives where he says technology could take on a sense of humour. But would we really want a machine answering us back? Barry and Neil from London are keen technology users, but even they get annoyed with some elements of it.
I hate these machines, because 9 times out of the 10, they don't work anyway. Unexpected item in the shopping basket, or whatever the hell they say. I get really frustrated by my computer not doing what I want it to do. You know, one minute they're the most wonderful things on earth, and then when they don't work, you want to hurl them across the room. And the same with my mobile phone. If it be employed humour to excuse a fault, I think I'd become more frustrated and definitely hurl it across the room.
I find technology extremely frustrating and irritating a lot of the time. Most human comedians aren't very funny, so I can't imagine a machine getting anywhere near that, frankly. It will probably tell some dreadful old joke that you wouldn't find funny in the slightest, and it would be far more irritating.
But back at the University of Helsinki, Professor Tuvinen isn't letting cynics get in the way of his dream.
I think in the long run, making the computers a bit humoristic may have a big effect on the user interfaces and how we interact with computers, how we feel about them. The change I think we will see and I hope to see is that information technology will not only be used for making everything more efficient and more economical and faster, but instead also helping us lead a better life, enjoying our lives more. For instance, giving any users tools to be more creative, to feel more creative, to enjoy creativity. For instance, we've been working a bit on computational poetry, and interactive versions of the poetry writing system on a computer seem to have a huge potential. So even when the computer generates a poem and the user only, let's say, edits it to be a bit better, the user easily feels a lot of joy in being creative. He or she feels like it's her creation.
So computers could soon be even more involved in our daily lives, thanks to these scientists in Finland. But if you're expecting a laugh a minute from your laptop, tablet or phone, I wouldn't hold your breath. Professor Tuvinen has this caveat.
We don't have a reputation, I'm afraid, as being humorous. We do love the British television shows. We have lots of them on TV, but we don't produce the same kind of humour that much ourselves. Sometimes we make each other cry.
Ashley Byrne, DW.